So, my name is Mike Gould. I have the Illuminatus Light Show, and we've been doing shows since about 1974. I'm a very, very old man. And this is what we used to look like back in 1974. This is like your San Francisco psychedelia kind of stuff. So we have all sorts of gizmos made of slide projectors, overhead projectors. That's me right there. That's our banner, which we still use. This over here is the Interocitor, which was our first laser projector. I'll be talking about that in a minute. We call this our Umma-Gumma shot. Now, for those of you that are into Pink Floyd, at one point they had a picture of all their gear on an album called Umma-Gumma. The funny thing about this is I've looked at this picture for years, and I only just noticed the other day that there is a kitchen sink right there. So we have everything and the kitchen sink. And I hadn't noticed that. That's a joke I played on myself 40 years later. I love it. So we used to have this thing called the Ozone Parade, which was sort of like Full Moon, where various artists and stuff would parade up and down, and there'd be bands on, and that sort of stuff. So we would take part in that. And our light show looked like this. It was Mashup City, back before we knew what mashups were. But what it was is like a glass slide, a glass plate, rather, on a... Whoa, stand by, Wilbur. Hang on, getting ahead of ourselves here. I was trying to turn the laser on, but it wasn't working. Okay, so anyway, we have a picture here, which is a classical painting. We have a picture of the Earth. We have... A goopy sort of oil and water stuff going on. And that's what we did to amuse ourselves back in the day. Then we built our first laser projector, the Interocitor. And this we built in about 1975. It comes in a big wooden box, and it has a laser in it. And what it does is it takes a laser beam, and it shoots it over to a mirror that's mounted on a motor that is spinning, so it turns the beam into a circle. And then the circle goes to another motor, so the circle starts going in a circle. And it goes through four iterations of that, and it projects sort of a spirograph pattern that we thought was really cool, and we still do. This was the control panel for it. You can control the speed and direction of all the motors, turn them on and off. And that's the inside, and I'm going to try to use a laser pointer. Yes. Okay, these are not potentiometers. These are rheostats. That's a pot. These are rheostats. Why? Because in 1974, we didn't know about electronic speed controls. And this was the crude way of slowing the motors down. Anyway, fast forward to 2009, we were invited to do a show at PenguinCon. Anybody familiar with PenguinCon? All right. So we put together a bunch of lasers, and we put them into lunch boxes. Why? Because lunch boxes are cheap and cheerful. And they were the least expensive metal boxes we could find to house our stuff. Now, we also had a lot of video projectors. As you can see, these... Ooh, come on, work with me. I'm not going to use the laser pointer anymore. It hates me. Me, laser pointer. So anyway, we had a lot of overhead video projectors controlled by laptops that were shining old science fiction covers and stuff like that. This is a poster I put together for the event. And I don't know if you can read all this. It says, not just a concert, it's a goddamn event. And it has a good beat, you can dance to it, or just come on down and stare at the walls. And that's what we did. So we had lots of science fiction cover art and stuff like that there. Anyway, then this is the local maker group that takes place out at the maker shop. Before it was there, it was at this place. Anyway, the guy in the middle, this is Dale Doherty. He's the publisher of Make Magazine. Anybody familiar with Make Magazine? We've got some makers here. Maker shop? Yeah. So he was there to talk us into doing an Ann Arbor maker fair, which we did. And he also got to see my lasers. And as a result of that, I got to do an article in Make Magazine, number 20. We can still buy this online. Lunchbox Lasers. It says so right there. So if you go online, you can buy the actual issue and build your own Lunchbox Lasers. Then they sent me to Pop Tech. I was sponsored by Make Magazine and eBay, who actually paid the bills. And here I am in Maine. Now, PopTech is sort of like TED Lite. And they stuck me in a garage somewhere, and I had some lasers flying all over the place. This is the very first Ann Arbor Maker Faire. And we're in a little area there, and I'm explaining. We got some laser lunch boxage going on here, and I'm explaining the innard there. And this is an antique slide projector. And we discovered the lunch boxes were hard to aim, so we thought, what is easier to aim? And that is slide projectors, and most importantly, stage lighting. So we got a bunch of those, tore them apart, put stuff in it. Boy, this could be a little bit brighter. Hard to make out the detail. This is at Confusion. Anybody here from do Confusion? Okay, so I'm one of the founders of Confusion. And Zita, who's one of our people, has been a con chair twice back in the early 80s, I think. Anyway, this was us either, this was World Steam Expo, I believe. Got any steampunk people here? Steam Expo, anybody? Hat, goggles? Anyway. So you see here a number of projectors and stuff like that there. You know, I just remembered I got laser pointers in my pocket. All right. Okay, but I don't have three hands, so this is going to be a challenge. Anyway, so these are old stage lights, slide projectors, and stuff like that there. So this is World Steam Expo. We're at a big fancy hotel. We're shining lasers all over the place, having a wonderful time. That's my partner, Wayne. He's at the controls of the Interocitor. There's the Interocitor there, interocitating its little heart out. And over here is a lunchbox shining on the ceiling. This was the first time we got a chance to see what our lasers look like in fog. Without there being fog or particulate matter in the air, you can't see the beams. But if it's fogged, you see that, and it's a beautiful thing. This is what my garage used to look like before I moved. We got a bandsaw and a drill press and whole lots of parts and stuff. So this was a garage enterprise. One of the other things we built was called Gort. Now, Gort is also an old slide stage light, and it projects a single plane of laser light that when smoke moves it, moves through it, you see this sort of pattern, which is called liquid sky. And there it is in action at the World Steam Expo. I have, this is an LED fiber optic mohawk thing that I wear. I almost wore it tonight, but I didn't want to shock anybody. And here's one of our younger people looking askance. This is a slide projector that we've torn apart and built lasers into. And this is what it looks like before you tear it apart. And we still use this as a slide projector. We have a slide of our logo that we can project for miles. We call this the bat signal. Oops, this one. This is my first Galvo, a couple of open loop Galvos. And I was experimenting with stuff. Now, Galvos. And this ended up at the first, I'll get back to Gullivo's in a minute. This is the first Maker Faire Detroit, where we were in a theater and doing stuff, wiggly stuff and various sorts of psychedelia. And I did, these are some, again, the projectors made out of the old stage lights. And that's Wayne and Zita and the Interocitor. And we're in the Henry Ford Museum, big airplane in the background. And we're letting kids play around with the Interocitor.
Oh, God.
Now, they also had me do an Ignite speech there before. Anybody Ignite? Hip to there? Yeah. So this is a rerun of one I did before. And at that point, they told me that the Ignite slides, I had to have at least one slide of My Little Pony. So there it is with a laser on his head and like that. So there are lasers through the air at some convention. This is what my workbench looks like now. I've moved out of the garage into the basement where I belong. So this is some laser ridge going on here, tools, power supplies, there's an oscilloscope up there somewhere, and stuff like that. There I am putting holes in aluminum. Now I do that a lot in building these things. And then after I've put the holes in the aluminum, I tap them, which means I put screw stuff in so you can screw stuff into it. And that is a base plate. This is the bottom of one of the projectors I'm about to show you. Drivers for the lasers, power converters, and the amplifiers that drive the galvos. Now, galvos are things that twitch. They're sort of like motors. They go back and forth. If you put a mirror on the end of it, So you have one going like that and one going like that. You can paint a raster, sort of, with the laser. No, not as such. But maybe someday. This shows the other side of that. We have a green laser, a red laser, a blue laser. Using optics, you can combine them and end up with a white laser, which then goes through the galvos, which twitch the beam up and down and back and forth under computer control. And that is how a graphic projector works. And that is what it lives in. I bought some of these on eBay. They're called Electrolux, only this one's called the Extralux. Yes, it has more light per cubic. And that's the business end doing what it does best. And this is a Maker GoTech meeting at the Maker shop back before they put the office. This is the main office. Right now there's a counter over here and the door is over there when you come in. This is before they built the meeting room. So there's several many people here. This is the very first time I showed the projector, which is over here beaming off in this direction. So you may recognize a few people there. One of our conventions, lots of stuff going on. Wayne adjusting something. Beams in the air. Then I decided, well, you know, these antique projectors are nice, but they're pretty expensive. What can we do with this cheap? Well, how about sewer pipe? So I got some PVC pipe, and this is the innards that slip into a PVC pipe. These are a couple of prototypes that we developed. And here they are in action. This was at YumaCon, I believe. Anybody into YumaCon? Got some new anime fans out there? So we have basically more tripods than a Martian invasion with lasers coming out of them. So there's the PVC sewer pipe and the vacuum cleaners and the interocitors over here and a bunch of other cool stuff. And there we are looking very grave, wearing our light-up Mohawk fiber optic wigs. And there we are. This is in the Rensen at the Renaissance Ballroom. We pretty much painted every wall that wasn't nailed down. And it's a little dark here, but we've got four laptops going, two of which are controlling video. Actually, there's three controlling video, I think, and then a couple controlling the lasers. And that's, anybody know Krunal Desai? He was somebody we met at Confusion, and he joined us, and he did a lot of program for us, and then he got hired away by Planetary Resources in Seattle. And he's mining asteroids, or getting ready to, or something. So that was kind of cool. Then we got invited to do a 70s-style light show. So we dug out all the gear that's been sitting in the basement for the last 40 years. Overhead projectors, plates, oils, all that good stuff. And there's a slide projector over here. And we relived our youth. And that's kind of what it looked like, with some slides and overhead projectors and goopy, oily stuff. Then somebody talked me into doing art prize in Grand Rapids. So these are six projectors that we call Lumiators, and they project this wispy laser stuff that you'll be seeing shortly. Right there, actually. This is in the Marriott Hotel in downtown Grand Rapids. We have six sewer pipes filled with lasers projecting laser lumia 250 feet up this atrium thing. And it was quite the display. I did some preliminary design work on it. And this is a picture of the effect in my studio. And there's Krunal programming things. Now, the idea was this is controlled by a Kinect. So you stand in front of it and you dance around. And your arms are controlling the speed and brightness of the greens. Your head controls the red and your legs control the blues. And it's all very advanced and pretty cool. This is what it looked like from the outside of the JW Marriott. And that's what it looked like from the inside again. Now, I didn't win anything at Art Prize, but I sent the pictures into the International Laser Display Association, and I won an award. So, thank you. Thank you. I'm an internationally recognized thing. Some guys in Germany gave me this award. I'd never met them. I don't know who they are. More beams through the air. This is my crew at Maker Faire a couple, 3 years ago. That's myself and partner Wayne and his wife Zita and Steve and his two sons and Krunal. And we did some fun things. Now, they're, again, the interocitor are getting a workout. Young people like them. Old people like them. Everybody likes to twiddle the knobs and watch the lasers go. So then we found ourselves on the roof of the Mongolian barbecue in downtown Ann Arbor. We took the stuff that we used in Grand Rapids, hauled it up. There's no stairway up there. There's a ladder, so we had to climb up the ladder and then haul all the cases up on ropes so we could do lasers on the building across the street. And this is part of Full Moon. Anybody hip to Full Moon? All right. So we've done a couple, three of these, and that was the first one. Then we did a show at the Michigan Stadium for a night game a couple of years ago, and we projected lasers. This is Chrysler. I don't know if you can make that out, but we could project a laser all the way across that and do scores. And for the halftime show was a Beyonce show. So we did a video of a dancer doing the din, 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 din. The put a ring on it or something. And then we converted that video into laserness. So we had dancing lasers down on the field, and we had scrolling Beyonce and lyrics and scores and stuff like that going along the top. It was amazing. Then I got invited to do a show up in Midland at the Alden B. Dow Museum of Science and Art. I got back into lunchboxes again, and I built 17 lunchboxes that do this Lumia business, and we put it up there, and it was pretty popular. This is how you adjust a lunchbox. I finally figured out how to do it. This is at the top, so you can swivel it, you can tilt it, you can pan it, you can hang it from the ceiling, and do it in a museum setting. So this is a young lady dancing in front of the Kinect, controlling this big laser display, and it was pretty popular, pretty cool. We did a show out in North Campus. This is the Lurie Tower. This is part of a fundraising event for the College of Engineering. Then I saw this beer keg online, and I thought, you know, that would look really cool if it had lasers coming out the bunghole. So I also found this hairdryer, and I went with a beer keg. We'll do the other one next. So I hired a nice young man to cut the beer keg in half with a plasma torch. And this is the first one that I actually sat down and designed in CAD first, because cramming all this stuff into a beer keg is non-trivial. And so I designed it all out. And this is the blue laser that I built. And this is what a laser diode looks like. That's what's inside one of these things. But it's also inside of pretty much any modern laser. It's about that big. You can now buy for about $200 one of these that will put out 6 watts of blue laser light that will blind anyone instantly. And I've got two of them. Actually, this is two. This is several years ago, so I only had 2-watt lasers to deal with. So I've got a laser there and a laser there. They're being combined through a polarizing beam splitter, and then you get some corrective optics down here, and that's how I did my blue laser, which is right there. And then the blue laser goes up here, bounces off some optics. This right here is the base plate that I first built in plywood because it was cheap and easier than cutting up the actual aluminum. Anyway, green laser, the picture of the red laser, which my buddy was building. And this is the final plate that I built. The optics hang upside down, heat rises. So the heat rises, the heat sinks. I got about 6 or 8 little fans cooling the thing. That's the beer keg, that's the optics, that's the electronics, that's me, and that's my shop. Anyway, this is the first time we used Brewster. You can see him hanging there with a bunch of other stuff. And we're projecting again on a building, the building that's across from the Blind Pig down there, the new apartment building. Then we did a show lighting up the front of Angel Hall. Each column had a laser on it. It was a big dance party. It was a lot of fun. Then I moved my lunchbox lasers to the Hands-On Museum, did a similar shtick there. At this point, we got more official about our labeling. The government says you have to stick all these crazy labels all over the place, so we did that. And this right here is the controls for a circuit board that my buddy Cronal built for us that we call the Lux Capacitor that controls this stuff. There's a bunch of lunch boxes awaiting testing in my studio. That's what it looked like in the Hands-On Museum. big screens. In here, there were two gobos that projected lasers through letters that said things like L is for laser, V is for variance, and stuff like that. It was pretty psychedelic. And they also had me give a little talk about lasers, and there I am talking about lasers with an actual laser and a rapt audience. There we are back at Maker Faire, Detroit again, and that's the Maker logo, Makey the robot, and inside of that is the Detroit logo, which is a gear with a hammer and a wrench. And we animated it such that the gear went in one direction and the hammer and the wrench went in the other, and it was superimposed on Makey. And it looked pretty cool. And there's Wayne up there, again, adjusting the smoke machine so you can see the beams coming out of the vacuum cleaner and the beer keg. And there again is my hero, Dale Doherty, publisher of Make Magazine, digging the show. We did D-Electricity in downtown Detroit. Anybody know about that? Very cool, very cool. Lots of immensely talented people down there. And they let us in, too. And so we're projecting on the side of the Majestic Theater. From that, we needed to control our lasers. So this is a three-channel laser dimming system that controls the speed and all that kind of stuff. And this is about my level of competence is building this.
Hey, you figured out POTS.
Yes, we finally got to POTS. Very good. Yes, we are totally modern. Here's a shot of a bunch of lasers in my studio. There I am inside a cone of laserness. And then we decided, okay, we got the Beyonce dancers, let's have the mic dancer. So here I am in front of a green screen, and I'm doing what passes for dancing with me. And then we videotaped that and turned it into a little avatar of me that dances around. And we used this with a Talks with Lasers show that I do for high schools or Science Saturdays or whatever, when I go in and explain about lasers, wave lasers around. We have a big show in the background. And that's what it looked like at Grand Valley State University in January. We did the show twice, so about 500 people saw it. It was kind of cool. Then the last thing we did was a couple, 3 weeks ago, we did the Celine Celtic Festival. Anybody familiar with the Celine Celtic Festival? Well, you think Celtic, Renaissance, lasers? Sure. So I wrote a 30-page script called The Quest for Mystic Fire. And we animated it, and we hired Ken Cazara, who's back there, to write the soundtrack. And we ran it, and it was a big hit and a lot of fun. So what you see here is a graphic image of the wizard, and he's finally summoned up the mystic fire that's going to defeat the dragon. And we also had hammer throwers, and this is a big circus tent, and we're shining on the inside of the circus tent. We've got all our lasers in here. We've got a full tent full of Celts and Picts and God knows what else digging the show. Okay, so I got a company called Mondodyne Photonics, and my name is Mike Gould, and I'm going to turn this on briefly. Now, this is a little demo unit we've got. It's not really a show. It's just sort of a thing. And as I unpacked it this morning, as soon as I got here, there's something rattling around in there, and it's actually broken. So you're only looking at about half of what it looks like. But it gives you a rough idea of laser lumia, this wispy stuff. So actually, you could probably kill the projector at this point. I'll take a few questions if anybody's interested. But I also like to say, this being a bunch of geeks, we're always interested in talking to geeks that want to work with us. I've got a bunch of ideas for stuff that would involve something incredibly complicated with an Arduino running a PWM circuit that controls how all this happens. So talk to me after the lecture. And I thank you very much.